founded, it's easy to conceive the result of the inventive genius of the Americans. Their military weapons attained colossal proportions, and their projectiles, exceeding the prescribed limits, unfortunately occasionally cut into some unoffending pedestrians. These inventions, in fact, left far in the rear the timid instruments of European artillery. It's but fair to add that these Yankees, brave as they have ever proved themselves to be, didn't confine themselves to theories and formulas, but that they paid heavily in propria persona for their inventions. Among them were to be counted officers of all ranks, from lieutenants to generals, military men of every age, from those who were just making their debut in the profession of arms, up to those who had grown old on the gun carriage. Many had found their rest on the field of battle, whose names figured in the Book of Honour of the Gun Club, and of those who made good their return, the greater proportion bore the marks of their indisputable valour. Crutches, wooden legs, artificial arms, steel hooks, caoutchouc jaws, silver craniums, platinum noses were all to be found in the collection. And it was calculated by the great statistician Pitcairn